This is KCUR 89.3. Two strangers with different beliefs sit down for a conversation about what formed those beliefs. That's the premise of a new collaboration between KCUR and StoryCorps called One Small Step. Joanna Birkbeil, a realtor and musician with roots in Kansas City, sat down with Stacy Todd, a StoryCorps facilitator who has spent years living all over the country. Joanna asks Stacy the first question.
Who has been the most important or influential person in your life, and what did they teach you?
I feel like there's been a lot of influential people in my life, but probably both of my parents for sure. My mom taught me how to be kind in service to others mostly, and my dad taught me to be wild and to fix things and to, like, believe in myself, I think. Please tell me about you, though.
I was just curious about the fix-it mentality there.
Yeah.
But I would say my parents as well. I've spent more time with them than anybody else on the planet, probably.
Yeah.
Because I was homeschooled.
Oh, right.
So I'm not super politically active, but at the same time, I'm very active in my community. And being active in my community as a realtor, with the arts, with all these things, and not being afraid to speak my mind wherever I am, that does have ripples and reverberations around me. So
that gives me chills.
Oh, well, thanks. Yeah. I hope they're good chills.
I think it's really cool to meet people like who are, it seems like you're committed to your community.
The reason why I feel that way is because my parents weren't afraid to talk about politics, but they also didn't approach politics head on. But they were talking about who they were going to vote for. They typically vote Republican. I think they're registered Republican. And they were talking about abortion.
Mm-hmm.
And they're very muchly against abortion.
Yeah. I'm curious what you think now about, like, when you, like, looking at candidates and, like, there's a lot of people who just choose based on an issue. Yeah, like, what do you think about that?
And that is one way that I disagree with my parents' methods in that way, is that I don't think that, you know, you should be a one-issue voter.
Yeah.
And I tend to vote more towards, fiscal, like, economic things rather than social issues. Well, I'm curious what you think about voting sort of socially versus economically. I think oftentimes people don't
just
think about that very
actually, often. I was sitting here thinking the way you explained your decisions makes a lot of sense. I see somebody like you who's, like, involved in your community, and it, like, makes me very wistful and think, like, I want to find a home and a place to settle down. Because when I was in my early 20s, I moved to California. When I was in my mid-20s, I moved to New York City, and I spent, like, 8-ish years there. I feel very strongly about certain social issues. Like, I won't vote singly on one topic. I couldn't vote for somebody who is wants to make government small except for regulating a woman's body. Like, I can't stand by that. Like, all of this idea that, like, less regulation, except when it comes to you ladies, you don't get to decide what to do with your body. Like, I personally couldn't vote for somebody who portrayed themselves in that way.
Mm-hmm. My hope, really, and I would say my life kind of distills down to, I want peace. And to have enough.
Yes.
Enough food, enough material possessions, enough community.
Acceptance.
I don't need it. I don't need it all.
Yeah.
And I would prefer to be changed a little bit with every interaction that I have with people rather than to try to change. Yeah.
This has been awesome. I love listening to you talk about your
life. Well, you too. So. Yeah. You have a pretty cool background that...
Thank
it's interesting
I
how
say the
you...
same to you. And I actually think that we come from very different places, and we were strangers, so it worked out.
But not anymore. We already know.
Thank you.
Yeah, thank you.
That was Joanna Birkbeil and Stacy Todd. This interview was produced by Ron Jones and Matthew Long Middleton as part of KCUR's new collaboration with StoryCorps, One Small Step, where we match two people on opposing sides of the political spectrum for a facilitated conversation. These conversations are not debates, but places for people to share personal stories about what formed their beliefs. We're looking for people who are passionate about what they believe in, but also open to hearing other perspectives. You can apply to be a part of a One Small Step conversation at kcur.org/onesmallstep.